And it's time for our music corner now. It's been a very tragic year so far for South African music. And reflecting this morning on the life of Tsepo Sula and Steve Kakana, the two musicians who passed away, and Tsepo Sula, he passed away this last week, much to the shock of South Africans. And we sort of ask yourself the question, what is going on? We're losing our talent. We're losing our legends, I suppose. Well, on the line is Bra Sipho Hot Sticks Mabuse. Bra Sipho, hi. Good to chat to you once again on 702, but bad news once again.
Good morning, Ray, and to all your listeners. Yes, yes, indeed. And also, I appreciate the fact that you've asked me to come and call. I had to come out of a funeral just to take this call. You know, it's amazing how this one-time decimation of human beings with COVID and so on is just unbelievable. And to speak about Tsepo and Steve and Pat Shange, of course, yeah, you know, although he may not probably have been in the same highlight as the two that we've mentioned, he was part of us. He was just as much a legend that we should celebrate.
I want to start with Tsepo and your memories of him. And yeah, just take us through. We seem to be having this like Groundhog Day. We seem to be having the same conversations every week.
I know. It's just painful. It's I call it the season of pain and sadness. You know, Tsepo and I go many, many years. For me, more than just a colleague in music, we were friends. We were like brothers, because I met Tsepo when he was with a band called Uhuru. A lot of people speak about Sankumota. And I was in a band called The Beaters. So we were almost like the young rock and rollers of the period, of the era. And they came to South Africa and we hosted them. And sadly, during that period, my close friend, colleague Selvin Julie died. And who was there to comfort me? Tsepo and Frank. And, you know, who remembers.
Yeah.
So the relationship went on for many, many years. Until today, we would share stages together. The last time we had a concert in Lesotho last year, we were together. And last week when I went to bury Steve Kakana, I called him to say, hey, Tsepo, please look after yourself. I'm going to Steve's funeral. And that was the last time I spoke to him.
Did you know that he was ill? Did you know that he was suffering from COVID-19 complications?
Well, he didn't suffer from COVID-19. What happened is he told me that his sister had passed on of COVID, and all the young children within the family had contracted COVID-19. So I presume with him going there, he would have contracted it, because sadly, he was the only brother and probably the only breadwinner within the family. So the expectations for him to go and bury his only sister, because he was the only brother, was just unavoidable. And I'd love to believe that it probably would have, you know, caught on with him at the burial of his sister.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it was just unbelievable. And you know what was very interesting for me is that I didn't even know, because my phone had been off at the day when the news broke out. So, I got into a car and I was listening to radio, and all the time they were just playing his music. And as usual, I just thought, oh, it's a dedication. You know, unfortunately, it was to be a celebration of Tsepo's passing.
Sure, you must have got one massive shock. You must have.
A shock is an understatement. I was shattered. You know, Ray, when you've established a great relationship with someone, it's almost, you know, that brotherly kind of relationship with a person. It's very difficult for anybody else to understand the pain that one is going through, to be able to say, hey, this person is gone. So Tsepo's passing, and it makes it even worse every time I have to hear the music that was shared together and so on. So I was shattered. I was really, really shattered. I still have to absorb and understand why. I keep asking myself why.
Yeah. This COVID-19. We've had staff members. I've had friends. You've had friends. It's an absolutely awful thing that needs to go away because we're losing very, very important and close people.
Ray, you know, you're talking about COVID-19. I just told Comfort that I am burying a neighbor, my backdoor neighbor, today for this. A very healthy, fantastic human being has been taken, decimated by this thing. It has to go away. How and when, only God knows.
Oh, healthy. See, I think that's the most important thing. Healthy person. I've heard about people, athletes. I've heard about strong people, not people like myself, yes. Strong people. Yes. And they are taken down like rhino being taken down.
You know, this is unbelievable. It is. It's that season that we, not any human being could understand. Why should it happen? You know, we don't know. We don't know who's next. You know, we cannot all be... Now everybody's living in fear. Everybody's living in fear because you don't know who's going to be the next, you know, to go from this. But we can only do what is right and pray that, you know, it disappears, it dissipates gradually. Mm. Because we cannot live a life of fear.
Yeah.
You know, life has been about happiness, joy, yes, sadness at some stage, but not in this fashion, where it's something that on a daily basis, regularly, every hour, every minute, you hear of someone who has passed on. Last week, I had three of my closest friends being buried around the same time. So you can imagine. Not being able to go and say farewell to friends.
Mm, that's
the life that was
indescribable. Indescribable. I think yes. I think this is where you come in, though. The music is so important. And lately, I find myself a lot is just putting my headphones on and listening to music. And I think that's where we can thank you, and we can remember Seppo, and we can remember Pat Chungay, and we can remember everyone, yes. And just put our headphones on and listen.
Yes.
Yeah, just listen to the music, yes. You know?
Yeah, yeah. I think we are, I would say maybe, tongue-in-cheek, we are the chosen few. We're the chosen ones to bring solace to humanity, you know? And if we can make people, you know, if we are able to comfort people through what we do, making music for them, as you rightly say, we must be thankful for that, you know?
Yeah. Have you spoken to Seppo's family?
I haven't spoke. I was actually going to call them today. There's a cousin of his who's a very close friend as well, who I'm going to see today just to find out exactly, you know, what is going on, what is happening. I am so, I don't even know how to deal with this. You know, like I said, Seppo had only one sister and he was the only brother. So who of the family do I speak to other than the cousin who's fortunately lives not far from where I am?
Yeah. And then Steve Kekana, we spoke a week or two ago when Steve Kekana passed. Yeah. His family, how's the music community even holding up with this all happening?
Yeah, the music community is really in a quandary at the moment because given that people are not even able to fend for themselves through what they know best and that they always have to be, you know, bidding farewell to colleagues rather than performing for them. You know, the other day I had to do a video message to this one of the friends that passed on. And one of the things I said, I had to play a song. I say, ordinarily, I'll be performing for you in a concert. But today I have to play and make music to bid you farewell because I won't be able to be performing for you ever again. That is a very sad thing to have to feel, you know? I mean,
Oh, that is That is another level, actually. Joe Nina was saying, I was having a chat to him, and he was saying that South African legends, we call them legends because you guys are legends. We grew up with you, you're legends, are not being honored enough. We're not being honored enough, not being looked after enough. What more can music companies, others do to make sure that our legends are taken care of?
You know, Ray, I'm an optimist. I love to believe that, yes, we may probably think that we are not being looked after. Perhaps we need to look at life in general. You know, there are people out there who are not a Sipho or Steve or Tsepo or Joe Nina, who are going through their lives bitterly on a regular basis. Daily, nobody is even thinking about who's looking after those people. So I think we, as the so-called legends or artists, we should be thankful that people are considering, you know, are considerate of our own lives and how our lives have turned out. Maybe it's not for me to say that because I am probably in a slightly privileged position where I'm still able to earn royalties and so on. But however, I think we should be considerate of those who are less fortunate, the people who live under bridges, people who live in plastic, people who live in informal settlements, who don't even know that what will tomorrow be like. I live with neighbors here, Ray. Some of them even come to my home to say, can you please just give us bread? Give us bread. So we should always be thankful that, you know, we have relief. You know, there are relief funds for us that are set aside and so on. Yes, we may probably believe that not much of our music is being played on the airwaves and so on. But we can only appreciate what is available to us and just think about those who are not privileged to be in positions where they can complain and so on.
Yeah, you're quite right. Yeah. Bra Sipho Hotsticks Mabuse, I'm going to let you go. I know you had a funeral and it's a hard day for you. Please, the next time you and I speak on this radio station, it's about music and it's about concerts and it's about me coming to see you do what you do so well. How about that?
God willing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ray, and all your listeners, and thanks to Comfort and 702.
You're most welcome. Bra Sipho Hotsticks Mabuse.